Our Minds Are Controlled by God, April 13. Turn minds from the artificial to the natural. When I consider thy heavens, the work of thy fingers, and the moon and the stars which thou hast ordained, what is man that thou art mindful of him, and the son of man that thou visitest him? Psalm 8, 3 and 4. God encourages us to contemplate his works in the natural world. He desires that we shall turn our minds from the study of the artificial to the natural. We shall understand this better as we lift up our eyes to the hills of God and contemplate the works which his own hands have created. His hand has molded the hills and balanced them in their position, that they shall not be moved except at his command. The wind, the snow, the rain, the snow, and the ice are all ministers to do his will. By the Christian, God's love and benevolence can be seen in every gift from his hands. The beauties of nature are a theme for contemplation. In studying the natural loveliness surrounding us, the mind is carried up through nature to the author of all that is lovely. All the works of God are speaking to our senses, magnifying his power, exalting his wisdom. Every created thing has in its charms which interest the child of God and mold his taste to regard these precious evidences of God's love above the work of human skill. In words of glowing fervor, the prophet magnifies God in his created works. When I consider thy heavens, the work of thy fingers, the moon and the stars which thou hast ordained, what is man that thou art mindful of him? The world, filled with sport and pleasure-loving, is always thirsting for some new interest. And how little time and thought are given to the Creator of the heavens and the earth. God calls upon his creatures to turn their attention from the confusion and perplexity around them and admire his handiwork. The heavenly bodies are worthy of contemplation. God has made them for the benefit of man, and as we study his works, angels of God will be by our side to enlighten our minds.